When I got to see snail kites up close and personal in an urban Kissimmee, Florida park last month, I was delighted until I started reading up about the snails they're eating. Florida's native apple snail feeds on a variety of algae, cyanobacteria, microbes, and detritus that forms a complex mixture called periphyton, a scum that grows on rocks, larger plant leaves, and canal walls. But these native apple snails have declined precipitously in recent years as years of droughts and hurricanes destroyed habitat, and they were suddenly outcompeted by much larger exotic species of apple snails from South America. These South American species entered the ecosystem mainly via the aquarium pet trade. As with Burmese pythons and other snakes that have become a scourge in the Everglades, some exotic apple snails are released by pet owners who can't take care of them anymore. But also, as with those snakes, large numbers were flooded out of containers and warehouses at large-scale dealers during Hurricane Andrew and other massive storms. By 2010, as one South American species of apple snail started appearing in huge numbers in the Everglades, birders and bird conservationists were thrilled that it could serve as an additional source of food for the snail kite, and sure enough, the kites devoured these snails and their population surged. What could possibly be bad about that? Back in 1988, when I lucked into seeing my first snail kite, my family took a tram tour of the Everglades with a superb national parks guide. We got to touch sawgrass, the basis of much of the unique and vulnerable ecosystem of the Everglades, and we learned how all the nutrient discharge from agriculture, golf courses, lawn fertilizers, and sewage from swelling cities and theme parks flows directly into the Everglades, fostering algal blooms and excessive growth of certain plants like cattails at the expense of the native sawgrass and the species specially adapted to the unique Everglades habitat. Florida's ever-growing human population seemed to mean certain death to the Everglades, and sooner rather than later. There have been lots of news stories in the past decade about finally finding a strategy to reduce the discharge of all that sewage and fertilizer into the Everglades. The new plan has been to develop special marshes with plants chosen to absorb the nutrients before they can flow into the Everglades. Now suddenly, all that hopeful work is in jeopardy, all because of those South American apple snails. One might think that all the apple snails belonging to Pomacea would be pretty much alike, but it turns out that the South American species devour rooted plants rather than loose material and scum. Even as their presence has dramatically boosted numbers of Florida's snail kites and limpkins, they've exacted a huge toll on the overall health of the ecosystem. In 2014, hordes of them devoured much of the vegetation in a 750-acre man-made marsh designed to filter phosphorus out of the Everglades. At this pace, they pose a serious threat to the rest of the 57,000 acres of marshes built at a cost of $2 billion to rid the fragile wetland of agricultural and sewage runoff. Because of them, the Everglades are in as much jeopardy as ever. Now that we know the horrible impact exotic snails are having on the Everglades ecosystem, we need to work together, not pitting bird lovers against ecosystem conservationists, but finding long-term solutions that can protect our unique river of grass and keep our precious snail kite at healthy, if once again smaller numbers. Meanwhile, as we try to find effective but safe ways of curbing the snail numbers, limpkins and snail kites are doing their part by pigging out on the South American snails. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.